Check out the Voice of Sacramento.
Seven, the voice and some brand new music from Bay Area band Supernatural. The track we heard is called There's a Hole. And Supernatural, that is the brainchild of Antoinette Gouraud, who's a longtime friend of Twirl Radio. And right now, all the way from the Bay Area, I've got Antoinette. Antoinette, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Happy to be here. Thanks, Mike.
Oh, so glad to have you here. Now, I've been following your solo career for some time, and you've got some wonderful solo records. So what prompted you to start a band?
Well, that's a really good question. It kind of started itself in a way. My friends, Danny Lovefinger and Gregory Coates Piper, the Titan Sassy Rhythm section.
Yes.
We've been friends for, gosh, more than 10 years and have kind of been in the scene together. And I think that at some point I was looking for some people to back me up for a gig or something like that. But it didn't work out because I didn't give them enough time to figure it out. They're not like last minute kind of guys, which I can be kind of like that, a little bit impulsive. And so, but anyway, there was like kind of some fits and starts of stuff that didn't happen. And then it just kind of happened. We got together for a couple shows, and it really has taken on a momentum of its own. I really enjoy writing music with them. We're super excited about this album coming out, but we're actually even more excited about the new songs that we have that we'll hopefully be recording later in the year.
Ooh. So this EP is called Supernatural. This is five songs, but you guys have more on the way?
Yeah, we have a full record's worth of songs that we just basically just need the time and money to record, but I'm quite sure that'll happen.
Absolutely. Now, you mentioned you've gigged out live. What does a Supernatural gig sound like when you're there?
Let's see. What does it sound like? Well, there's a lot of dynamics to it. One of the reasons I love playing with Dan and Greg so much is they just are a really tight rhythm section. They've been friends and playing music together since they were teenagers. And I won't say exactly how old we are, but we're all over 40. I'll say that
what?
Much.
No. We are all about 29. Everybody that comes on the show, including you and me, are 29.
We're proud of our experience.
Totally.
Yeah, rock and roll. Danny always says rock and roll ruined his life, and then it saved it. So
I hear you.
Come all the way around with that, but they add a lot of dynamics to the music. So we have a lot of breaks and a lot of things getting very big and things getting very small. And so I think that personally, I like seeing that in a live set. It just really engages the audience, I think.
Well, that makes sense, yeah.
Music wise, I'd say, you know, it's definitely got some folk stuff in there in terms of the melodies and the kind of themes. They can be kind of political or maybe a ballad. And I say folk kind of in the vein of like Bob Dylan or Leonard Cohen.
Okay.
But we're all 90s rockers. I joke we've been working on good 90s music for 20 years.
Well, you probably got it right now.
I got it, yeah.
No, that, but you know, it's interesting you say that.
I was like a Riot Girl back in the day. And
yeah, but
there's definitely that edginess to it as well. So I feel like we kind of go more towards folk punk rock as opposed to more poppy, lighthearted kind of pop folk.
And of course, when you say the dynamic, you know, and then you mentioned the 90s, of course, first thing I think of is maybe Nirvana, Kurt Cobain, the dynamics, maybe his influence, the Pixies, the loud, soft thing. So, I mean, you're definitely rooted in that era. I am too. So I get what you're doing.
Yeah. Cool.
Absolutely. So are you the principal songwriter then?
Yeah, I pretty much write the songs. And then we kind of work them out together as far as the arrangements and, you know, those dynamics of things. And that's actually a really fun part of the band. Both of them are very meticulous. I joke that I love writing songs with them. It takes forever, but it's worth it. that we'll just kind of jam on stuff for a while, for a long while even, and then just kind of wait for it to come together. So I would say that I'm the principal songwriter as far as bringing the kernel. You know, I write all the words and the melody and that kind of stuff. Obviously, I'm singing. But I really feel like the music that we do is a product of the three of us.
Oh, I love when it's a collaborative effort. That makes a lot of sense to me. Where did the name Supernatural come from?
Gosh, where did it come from? Well, I think it came from everything feeling very, very natural. And so it was sort of a joke on that it's all just so supernatural. And then it became even more of a joke because people would call us the Supernaturals or Supernatural one word. And then we would be like, no, it's Supernatural two words, singular, as in very, very natural, not like extra terrestrial.
That's what I was waiting for, because there's no pictures of aliens on the album cover. So I guess it had to be something different than what I was thinking.
Yeah, actually, Mississippi Mike did our album cover.
Oh, great artist, indeed.
Yeah, he's great. He always captures something really special from whatever it is he's working on. I've worked with him a lot over on different projects, posters and logos, stuff like that. And he just is so insightful, and I love what he came up with for this album cover for people who haven't seen it. It's picture of a girl holding a flag without an elbow, without an emblem on it.
I love that.
And against the backdrop of the moon, you know, kind of a cratered moon. And I just loved that for our band of, you know, just kind of carrying a torch for something, but what is it?
So it's not a white surrender flag. It's just a, hey, we stand for something flag.
Well, we stand for something. I don't know. I think maybe it embodies a little bit kind of the, I don't know what the right word is. Just sort of the unfulfilled promises, I think our generation sees this idea of this world of kind of all these icons and all these things that we're supposed to believe in, all these flags, if you will. And yet really so much of it means so little.
Wow.
So much of it is about selling products and people being dissatisfied with themselves. So they will buy more products and kind of contribute to this system that really doesn't serve anyone very well, or except maybe very, very few people.
Wow.
I don't know. Maybe I got too deep with that.
No, that's great. That's a really cool, deep meaning. I really appreciate the story on that. I'm chatting with Antoinette Gouraud of Supernatural. You're about to go on a tour. Give us some quick details, because that's kind of a big undertaking for you.
I am. It's I'm freaking out a little bit now. I'm leaving Monday morning very early and flying off to Spain. I'll be in Europe for a month.
Wow.
Touring solo with Olivia Mancini, who you know.
Yes.
And you play a lot on your show. We are longtime tour buddies. And so we are going to be in Germany and in Spain and Italy. And actually in Italy, that's going to be, I think we're going to play about 10 shows there. And we have an EP coming out that Olivia has a couple of songs on and I have a couple of songs on. And another artist from Italy called Three Lakes, a guy named Luca, who we've been friends with for a while. So that's coming out coinciding with the tour on an Italian label called Upupa Produzione.
I love the sound of that. It sounds whimsical. I don't know what it means, but it sounds fun.
You know, I don't know what it means either.
But apparently you pronounced it well.
I'm not even sure I'm pronouncing it right at all.
You know what? You fooled me if you aren't.
Well, it's really going to be put to the test.
Yes. So I'm chatting.
That's really cool. We put Olivia and I were there last year, and I wrote a song from that tour in Italy. A woman, actually, we'd done a radio interview there, and one of the people that interviewed us, she was this really sweet girl, and she was like, "You need to know this Italian saying," which was "In bocca al lupo crepi il lupo." And that means in the mouth of the wolf must die.
Wow.
I know. Deep, huh? I don't know why she wanted me to know this. Although hindsight, I look back and it's like, oh, perfect song.
Well, you never know. You might need that information later. That's the way I always look at it.
Right. In any case, that is one of the songs that's going to be on this new EP that's coming out in Italy. So that's a pretty cool aspect of the trip.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to hearing what that sounds like. I'm chatting with Antoinette Gouraud of Supernatural. A couple more questions. I know you've got to go. How can my listeners find out more about you and your music and perhaps purchase some of it?
Well, I think the easiest way to do that is probably not Googling us.
Non-Googling.
Because with a name like Supernatural, you probably won't find us. You'll find lots of other stuff. But you didn't ask me how not to find us. I think probably the easiest way is to go to aerobicinternational.com, which is our record label that put out this EP. Awesome record label. They've been really good to us. So, yeah, aerobicinternational.com. you can also probably find a link to us maybe on the Twirl site. Our website is supernaturalesque.com.
Supernaturalesque.com. Okay, yeah. Okay. Good enough. And one last question, the big controversial question, the deep thinking question. I didn't get to ask you this last year when we chatted. What's your favorite food? What do you eat? What do you like to eat?
Ooh, what's my favorite food? Huh. Well, I really like salad.
Okay.
Actually, I'm really into salads with lots of crunchy things in them and good dressing.
Yeah. That sounds pretty darn good. And, you know, it's almost dinner time here on the West Coast. So, you know, I'm getting hungry and that's probably going to be the beginning of dinner for me.
Right. It's pretty California, I think.
It is. It is totally. Especially Northern California, we are. I've been chatting with Antoinette Gouraud of Supernatural. Antoinette, thanks so much for hanging out with us here on Twirl Radio today.
Thank you so much, Mike. You are the greatest. You're so supportive of our community of musicians, and everybody really appreciates it. So thank you. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, my pleasure. And what song should we play as we end the segment here?
Ooh, good question. Well, we can't play the song with profanity in it.
Yeah,
so.
Unfortunately. It's a great song, too.
Who knew?
Who knew?
But how about Fairy Rain?
Okay.
Like a what?
Sounds good. Fairy Rain off of Supernatural. Thanks, Antoinette.
Okay, thanks a lot, Mike.
Fairy rain, fairy pain, that magic dew is settling and sending shivers up and down your spine. It's time to step inside your fairy hide. That fae's got her hooks in you, and discontent is mounting through your limbs. It's grim, this day.
Twirl.
Twirl.
Twirl.